This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Turning corn or sorghum into silage is a complex process, and there seems to be a little more of it going on this year. Last year's forage shortages have left many farmers wondering about expanding their feedstuffs profile. Silage is good stuff, too. The process doesn't necessarily increase protein levels, but it does increase digestibility, palatability, and, if done correctly, preserves the forage for a long time. The actual biological process of making silage is a lot like making beer or vinegar. The microbes added at the beginning of the silage work in an anaerobic environment to break down some of the sugars and carbohydrates within the crop plant. In doing so, they create acids, and it's a toxic environment to mold, and undesirable bacteria can't survive. The silage at the end of the process should have a pH of around 4.5, which is acidic enough to preserve the silage. To get there, though, some important conditions must be met. First, the silage must be kept in anaerobic, meaning without oxygen, the entire process. In this area, it is often done with those long, white plastic bags that we see along the road. Holes in those plastic bags will allow oxygen and mold into the bags, filling a big area around the hole. Animals like mice, possums, and armadillos, raccoons, like to make their holes under the bags and can tear them open. Near the feedlots, they use silage pits. That's where the silage is packed tight enough that the oxygen can't get through the crust that forms on the silage surface. Also remember that silage process does create a pretty pungent smell. It's actually not entirely unpleasant, but ideally the silage should be away from the house. Second, the beginning moisture has to be somewhere between 40 to 60%. Under 40%, and the fermentation process won't work well, and it gives a chance for mold to take over. Above 70% moisture, and silage can become sour and unpalatable when an undesirable boric acid is created. Not to mention that water can collect at the bottom of the bag and create spoiled spots. Getting to that right moisture means cutting the silage at the right growth point. For corn, that usually means cutting during the milk stage, and in sorghum, that means cutting at soft dough. However, it's important to wait till the crop has dried down just enough to get the moisture right. A lot of people don't realize that silage can be made out of just about anything. Soybeans unlikely to make any yield, wheat crop completely filled with weeds, or even a late summer pasture mostly filled with weeds. All of these are possible of making silage. While the quality of silage won't be as high, there are ways of helping that out. Soybeans and weeds won't have enough sugars at the beginning of the fermentation process, so rolled corn or molasses can be added at around 50 to 60 pounds per wet ton to add the sugars and the starch needed. It also needs to include the silage inoculant, as it won't naturally have the right silage microbes. Of course, the silage decision also depends on cost, equipment, and the ability to feed. If you have any questions about silaging your crop, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.